There was a man named Mörð, whose surname was Gía. He was the son of Sighvat the Red, and he dwelt at Vötl in Rangárvellir. He was a mighty chief, and a great advocate of lawsuits, and so great a lawyer that no judgments were thought lawful unless he had a hand in them. He had an only daughter named Unn. She was a fair, courteous, and gifted woman, and was thought the best match in all of Rangárvellir. Now the story turns westward to Breiðafjörð Valley, where at Höskuldstaðir, in Laxárdal, dwelt a man named Höskuld, who was the son of Dala Kotl, and his mother's name was Þorgerð. He had a brother named Hrút, who dwelt at Hrútstaðir. He was of the same mother as Höskuld, and his father's name was Herjólf. Hrút was handsome, tall and strong, well skilled in arms, and mild of temper. He was one of the wisest of men, stern towards his foes, but a good counsellor on great matters. It happened once that Höskuld invited his friends to a feast, and his brother Hrút was there and sat next him. Höskuld had a daughter named Hallgerð, who was playing on the floor with some other girls. She was fair of face and tall of growth, and her hair was as soft as silk. It was so long, too, that it came down to her waist. Höskuld called out to her, "Come here to me, daughter." So she went up to him, and he took her by the chin and kissed her. And after that she went away. Then Höskuld said to Hrút, "What do you think of this maiden? Is she not fair?" Hrút held his peace. Höskuld said the same thing to him a second time, and then Hrút answered, "Fair enough is this maid, and many will pay for it. But this I know not, how a thief's eyes have come into our race." Then Höskuld was angry, and for a time the brothers saw little of each other.